Elle is like a lot of seven-year-old girls. She loves the color pink, sparkles, and ponies. In fact, she just started taking horseback riding lessons.
Because I thought it would be fun.
But there's something that makes Elle different. She was born a boy. She started using her new girl's name at school this year, and she started wearing dresses instead of boy clothes to first grade. When you ask Elle why she wanted to do that, she gives a matter-of-fact answer.
Because I was transgender.
That's a complicated topic for some people, but for Elle, what it means to be transgender is pretty simple.
I'm a boy, but I changed to a girl because I like girl stuff and I wanted to be a girl.
Elle is growing up in a time when transgender rights are one of the most hot-button political issues in the country, and Wisconsin is certainly part of the debate. Last year, Kewaskum Assembly Republican Jesse Kramer introduced a bill banning transgender students from using the bathroom that aligns with their gender identity. He plans to reintroduce it and says otherwise, someone will take advantage of the ability to use the bathroom of their choice.
I could take my daughters and my neighbor take his daughters. We could go to an open swim at the local high school. We send our daughters into the girls' room to change, but get their swimming suits on to go swimming. There might be a 30-year-old guy in there changing right next to them.
Last month, Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel signed on to a multi-state lawsuit challenging the Obama administration's guidance on transgender bathroom use, calling it an abuse of executive power. 18-year-old Eddie Terrell Wood of Madison says living in a time when your sexuality is so public and so publicly controversial isn't easy.
When it comes to like trans issues and people are fighting back at me about that, it's a bit harder just because like to you, this is an issue of politics, but to me, this is my life every single day.
Wood's school tried to alleviate that stress a little bit by letting her use the bathroom of her choice. A growing number of schools in Wisconsin are implementing transgender bathroom policies. Some transgender students say they'll cope, whether their schools change or not. Liz Elliott LaFleur is an 18-year-old from Milwaukee. Some days LaFleur identifies as a woman, other days a man. LaFleur is attending a college this fall that doesn't have a transgender bathroom policy, but says that's okay.
I'm not going to let my sexuality or gender or anything like stop me. You know, I'm going to face struggles all the time in life. Even when I'm older as a teacher, students might not like me for being the way I am, but, you know, I want to be proud of myself and get the degree I need and be able to teach students whether they like that or not.
LaFleur and other transgender students say they know some people won't understand them. Some might be rude or mean, but despite political debate, drama, and litigation, they say they're going to keep living their lives. The bathroom, they say, is the bathroom. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.